Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Tagorda, your resident business astrologer for March 2021 cosmic weather. We're well into 2021 and it's finally starting to feel like we're moving forward. We are officially done with our first Mercury retrograde that ended on February 20th. And the Aquarius stellium, that pileup of all that Aquarian energy, is finally loosening up. And in this month, we have two planets, both Venus in Pisces before March 21st and Sun in Aries after March 21st. These two planetary energies moving into zodiac signs for which they are exalted, meaning they are cozy and comfortable working within those zodiac energies. Yay, it finally feels like we have wind under our wings to easily be in flow with our business. Gosh, it really feels like quite some time, right? So if we look back to February, you were able to rethink your future and how you are meant to make change and impact through your business. That's thanks to that Mercury retrograde that we had, right? And maybe you even got a peek as to exactly what you wanted to create in the future and what you wanted to do. Well, this month in March, expect things to get so much more clear. But first, by going into a dreamy, visionary state, thanks to all of that Pisces and Neptunian energies that we'll have activated in March. And then coming out, feeling so much more connected to your ultimate vision. Yes, this can be easy and aligned. So you're starting to understand what needs up-leveling in your business and how to create it with sustainability, right? That's all of the lessons that we've learned over the last 12 months. You don't have all the answers yet, but you are moving in the right direction. This month in Origin, the theme is repeatable marketing systems, and this is going to help you hone in all of this up-leveling and sustainability. The cosmic weather is really going to serve you in March with bringing about more ease and flow. That's like the general theme of Pisces, ease and flow. As March unfolds, we'll see all of the planets moving forward and quickly through the sky. This is the only full month in all of 2021 where we're going to have all of these planetary energies all moving forward in direct motion, meaning no planets appear to be moving backwards in retrograde. Normally, this is a great thing. However, Mars and Venus after March 21st, as well as Mercury, all three of our personal planets, spend their time in signs that don't necessarily feel like home. It's because these three energies, because these are personal planets, right? Again, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, meaning they're close in proximity to the Earth. So we feel these archetypal energies intimately. Right? Mars is going to be moving into scattered Gemini, where it's really hard for him to focus on his priorities. Venus is going to be moving into Aries, where she can't really luxuriate. And Mercury is going to be moving into illogical Pisces, where communication is reflected and refracted like an abstract painting or a poem, right? So our three personal planets, even though they'll be moving forward, they're going to be spending some time in March where they don't really feel at home. So with all of this paradoxical energy, it's like if you had to move back to your parents' home as an adult where you have everything you need, but you're not exactly welcome. Things are moving forward, but you're certainly not in your comfort zone. While things don't necessarily feel comfortable, this is the break that we need to make gains that we've been waiting for. So overall, in March's cosmic weather, we are going to have the energy to support us to connect to our divine, to understand our highest purpose in work. We're going to be able to use our imagination and fantasy to go beyond words in order to communicate our value. we are going to also be able to heighten our frequency to connect and create with ease and flow in our business. And we are going to find that perfect balance of leadership and partnership. In general, this is a relatively quiet month because, like I said, all planets are moving direct. The only full month in all of 2021 where all planets are moving forward. Mars enters Gemini from March 3rd through April 22nd. Mercury enters Pisces through March 15th through April 3rd. And the Venus and the Sun both enter Aries on our equinox of March 21st. We have our two main lunations this month, our new moon in Pisces at 23 degrees of Pisces on March 13th, and then our full moon in Libra at Libra of 8 degrees on March 28th. So that's the overview of all of the cosmic weather that we get to work with. Remember that with this cosmic weather, these are the collective cosmic energies that are available to all of us. There's nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious about what you are meant to learn from this cosmic weather. And for larger shifts, you know, you'll, like for slower moving planets, you're going to feel the energy of that alignment up to a week leading up to and a week away from. If you're looking to personalize your energies, you can always look to that degree and where it falls in your chart. Especially for lunar activations, you want to look at where that degree lives in your natal chart and what astrological house will be activated during any of conjunctions or lunations, because that's going to give you information where in your life and business that wants to be up-leveled for that cosmic shift. So let's get into the details. On March 3rd, we have Mars entering Gemini at 7:30 p.m. Pacific and 10:30 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is priorities are scattered. So ask yourself, what is your true motivation and what are you prioritizing the right things, right? When Mars enters Aries and chatty Gemini through April 22nd, it's during this time that we may feel like everything is urgent, right? Have you ever been there? Mars isn't super comfortable in Gemini as he has no clear way to focus his energy. While things may feel scattered, you can really dig into this energy by prioritizing Gemini ideals, that is, sharing information and engaging in dialogue with others. Think marketing, promoting, creating dialogue, engaging. Mars loves initiating and gaining momentum, and in its highest expression in Gemini, it loves creating dialogue and getting curious. With this season of Mars in Gemini, see how you can prioritize gaining information, sharing information, and taking the lead by opening up conversations. When you're doing this, though, remember to do as much listening as chatting. On March 4th, Mercury meets Jupiter in a conjunction in Aquarius at exactly 7:27 p.m. Pacific and 10:27 p.m. Eastern. And as we lead up to this, your big message expands. What vision is now clear that you have to express? Right? If you're going to mark your calendar, this is a great day to get your visionary message out further or to really create your new message for deeper meaning, right? So thinking just about expansive messaging, your big message, this is a great day to dig into that. Mercury, our communications, and Jupiter, our expansiveness and our vision and our belief, they meet up exactly today in Aquarius to innovate on social impact making, right? Your thoughts, ideas, and what you say, that's all Mercury, has a chance to go further, to be optimistic, and to change visionary beliefs. That's Jupiter. Because of all of this expansive energy, take today to make sure to write down your thoughts. Keep your notepad close to you. Share them on social media. Send out that press release. Whatever it takes for your message to reach all corners of the world. And if you don't yet have your big message honed in, today would be a great day to spend some time with pen and paper to explore your ideas and fine-tune your message for impact. On March 5th, we have our fourth quarter moon in Sagittarius. For all of us working with lunar energies, you know that fourth quarter phase is about integrating, relaxing, and just kind of getting into that flow right before the new moon phase. So with Sagittarius fourth quarter moon, it's about relaxing and giving thanks. Because remember, Sagittarius, even though it's so optimistic, it's really about freedom and having that, being up leveling your energy by giving gratitude, right? So today, what simple offering of gratitude can you offer that will change your entire vibration? It's a great day to relax and create the space that makes you feel free. You've been working really hard, giving it your all. So resist the urge to continue hustling and achieving at all costs. We are past that pattern, and it is serving no one, especially you. Your creativity is desiring connection to vision and spirit. Make space to do this today and tell spirit how much you appreciate all it does for you. The sun, our creativity, sits midpoint between Neptune, our connection to spirit, and Venus, our connection to the people and our values. Wanting to bring all of this interconnectivity together during this fourth quarter moon phase. During this last quarter moon phase, as an integration phase, it's a time to cultivate all that we have learned, to assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we will plant. For those of us looking to create repeatable marketing systems, it is a great time to figure out the things that you don't want to do, right? Letting go, and the things that you love doing in order so that you can focus on what you love doing in your marketings and your communications as you begin to create that process of repeatable marketing systems. With this fourth quarter Sagittarius moon, spend some time integrating time to relax and feel free, right? If you have the ability, visit somewhere with a vast landscape, like, you know, climb to the topmost hill in your location so that you can view and stretch your soul and feel that expanse. Freedom, gratitude, and optimism are your keys to use this lunar cycle. Fast forward to March 10th, we have the Sun and Neptune meeting in the sky in beautiful Pisces. Today is a vibrant day to create a powerful vision, a great day to let your imagination and fantasy soar. So think about this. What makes you feel creative, artistic, imaginative, and connected to your divine? If you're working with video or imagery or music or, you know, nonverbal communications, like, this is the day to really dig into that creative vibrancy, right? You know, it's been a rather quiet time in the cosmos, right? Like, we had a whole chunk of days with nothing really happening besides, like, the moon making aspects to different planets. But today, as the sun, our creative vibrancy, and Neptune, our visionary, interconnected spiritualist, meet in Neptune's home of Pisces, we go through deep and meaningful interconnectedness to all. Like, when I say interconnectedness to all, this is like mind, body, spirit, highest self, divine, all of it, right? This space is needed in our business because it is in this fantasy and imagination that we have the capacity to receive the visions that help us accomplish our highest potential. There's a beautiful quote that you probably already know by Rumi. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. That is the big meta meaning for today. How do you drop into the ocean, and how can you feel out into all of the deep mysteries of this deep knowingness of an ocean? Is it through guided meditation? Is it through creating art and watercolor? Is it through singing mantras? Dive so deeply today and let your creativity and vision soar. Your spirit will guide you if you let it. A few days later, on March 13th, we have our beautiful, visionary, dreamy new moon in Pisces at 23 degrees at exactly 2:21 a.m. Pacific, 5:21 a.m. Eastern. Mark your calendars for March 13th, because it's really important to set your intentions today. Today, you're going to be planting the seeds to bring in more ease and flow with connection to your highest self, your divine, through your business and brand. What does connection to spirit help you envision for your highest purpose? In beautiful and dreamy Pisces, this new moon is your connection to all. Imagine your most divine self showing you the past, present, and future vision all in one. She has chosen this path that you are on of spiritual entrepreneurship. Goddess, you already know that entrepreneurship is for the courageous of heart. And the most courageous of hearts are those that can hold vast empathy and compassion. When you dream of the visions for your business, how can you simplify? How can you attain this vision? How can you bring more ease into your work? And what can you accomplish when you are in flow, the ultimate Pisces ideal? Shortly after this new moon, Venus will meet up with Neptune, adding to the beauty, imagination, fantasy, and charm of this most dreamy of new moons. Decide today what ease and flow looks like for you in your spiritual business. What does connection to spirit want you to see? What is the biggest, dreamiest, most beautiful vision you can conjure of you in your business? The house that contains Pisces 23 degrees is the area of your business that desires a fresh intention based on surrender, ease, and flow. So on that new moon day on the 13th, a little bit later at 8:08 p.m. Pacific, 11:08 p.m. Eastern, Venus in Pisces meets up with Neptune. This is an explosion of creativity and imagination. You're going to feel this kind of pulse of creativity and imagination all day, and like all day on the 13th and all day the next day. So think about Venus and Neptune. Really, Neptune is an higher octave of Venus, right? Venus is our values and our connectivity. Neptune just like ups that to that next frequency, that next level. So what is your higher octave of creativity and connectivity? It is a great time to meet soul level co-creators and customers. Shortly after this Pisces new moon, Venus and Neptune, also in Pisces, connect. And when they do, it's about our values and our ability to connect with the right people and the right resources. Neptune, the same energy at a higher frequency, is then connecting all of this through the spiritual plane at a soul level. When these two lovely energies meet, everything is beautiful and sublime, and everything comes together in dreamy vision. This is a great energy to feel and create great beauty. The challenge, though, is to take that vision from so high above and bring it down to this earthly plane without losing this fleeting yet intense passion. Capture this beauty not by holding on to the last detail of what it looks like, but instead by remembering in your heart and soul what this big vision feels like and how you are meant to embody it through the generous work you offer through your business. And also on the 13th, this is the busiest day of the month, Mercury leaves the shadow zone as it leaves Aquarius of 26 degrees. Aquarius 26 degrees is where a few weeks back, 6 weeks back, Mercury, you know, started to go back. And now that Mercury gets past that Aquarius 26 degrees, it's retraced everything that it needed to highlight over this Mercury retrograde. Your thoughts now flow quickly. What have you rethought about the future of your business? You should have a really clear idea now, now that the first entire cycle is done. Mercury left the shadow zone, meaning it has left the area of the sky where it first appeared to go backwards about a month ago. Your thoughts are now moving freely, and you most certainly have clarity of what you want for the future in your business. For the next few days, yeah, only 2 days, you get your thoughts on paper so you can recall your ideas, because Mercury is just going to spend a few days in Aquarius before it moves into Pisces. Well, Mercury in Pisces, while it's still moving forward, it's going to be reminiscent of that retrograde cycle, because Mercury in Pisces is in a state of dreaminess and abstract thinking. So on the 15th, March 15th, the Ides of March, we have Mercury entering Pisces at exactly 3:26 p.m. Pacific and 6:26 p.m. Eastern, where communication goes beyond words. What nonverbal or logical ways are you expressing yourself in business? Right? For people that have Mercury in Pisces, like myself, you know, oftentimes we can say more without words, or we have musical or artistic qualities in order to communicate. Because Mercury in Pisces, thoughts are not logical, and communications, when in Pisces, have to move beyond just logical verbal cues. We had a few short days of crystal clear forward thinking before a splash. Mercury now in the watery mysteries of Pisces. In Pisces, it's anything but logical. Pisces is dreamy, imaginative, and much prefers communicating in abstract ways like art, music, and even silence. Luckily, Mercury is going full speed ahead, spending just a few weeks until April 3rd in this watery space. While in Pisces, it's a great time to think of nonverbal ways to communicate and share your ideas. Already, my Mercury in Pisces being activated. All right, on March 20th, we're skipping ahead 5 days, Mars trines Saturn, both in air signs. This time, this is all about focused motivation. What will you prioritize that will have lasting momentum in your business? So again, in Origin, remember that March's theme is about creating repeatable marketing systems. And this is so aligned with this energy of Mars in Gemini trining Saturn in Aquarius. So it's an amazing day to start to begin to strategize and systemize your marketing for engagement, right? Talking about Mars in Gemini is all about prioritizing dialogue and engagement. Mars, our motivation and drive, is in flow with Saturn, our discipline and responsibility. Both in air signs, you'll want to socialize and share information. So how can you create foundational and lasting systems that will allow you to prioritize engagement, most likely across tech platforms and social media, thanks to Aquarius? You don't have to look far. Look at what has been working for you already. Where are you getting the most engagement? What topics seem to spur conversation? Start there and build on that. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but get those ideas on board to your team so you can make use of this great energy. And on March 21st, we have our second quarter moon in Cancer. It is time to act and nourish. You know, the 21st is actually a really, really big day because we also have the sun entering Aries, its equinox, and we have Venus entering Aries. Oh my gosh, what a huge day. So with all of these things, let's talk first about the sun entering Aries, because this happens at exactly 2:37 a.m. Pacific, 5:37 a.m. Eastern. I'm apologizing. I only have the times off the top of my head for us in the Western Hemisphere. And as soon as the sun enters Aries, this is about the equinox, about balance. And sun in Aries, it's the first zodiac of the entire wheel. And so here we have a new beginning. Creativity rises, and it's the season of new. So where are you putting yourself first in business? All of those Aries ideals. So equinox, the astronomical event celebrated and symbolized across the world. Equinox symbolizes the balance of light. Today, no matter where you are on Earth, day equals night. Ancient societies across the globe saw this event and placed meaning on the solstice. At Angkor Wat in Cambodia, a grand Hindu, now Buddhist temple, the central tower is crowned with the sun on the morning of the spring equinox. At Chichen Itza in Mexico, a Mayan pyramid casts the shadows of a serpent god at the precise moment of the equinox. Now, for us spiritual entrepreneurs, it's the beginning of the astrological year, the new start, the need to put ourselves first and take initiative. Although we're starting Aries season, normally it's all about the me versus the we, but shortly after equinox, Venus, our ability to connect with others, also enters Aries. Although, you know, Venus and the sun don't meet for exactly for a few more days, our vision of me and putting ourselves first is only in true relationship to the greater we. In Aries season, we all get a fresh start, a rise of taking initiative on our priorities. Feel into this newness and see where you are now meant to take lead. A few hours after the sun enters Aries, Venus joins the sun there at exactly 7:16 a.m. Pacific, 10:16 a.m. Eastern. And when Venus is in Aries, we value and connect by taking lead and initiative. So, with what pioneers and leaders are you meant to connect? Venus joins the sun already in Aries, and while in Aries, Venus loves connecting with other leaders, risk takers, action takers, and those that desire to be the best and first. A bit of competition is fun for Venus in Aries, as she knows that it pushes her to be even better than before. Venus in Aries loves all things edgy and risky. How can you use this energy to connect with those other spiritual entrepreneurs like you who are ready to leap to their goals, because there's no time like now to get a jump start? Venus stays in Aries for just a few weeks, and that's great for Venus because taking lead isn't normally her MO. She returns to her cozy home of Taurus on April 14th, so just a few weeks. And then later in the day, again, still on March 21st, we have our second quarter moon in Cancer, right? So even though we are starting new and we're getting ready to just like take the lead, first thing is putting ourselves first is that we need to remember that self-care, the Cancer sign, is Cancer represents self-care for ourselves, helps move the needle forward, right? First quarter moon is about taking action on our intentions that we set during that new moon. Now we've had some big visions that we planted on that last new moon in Pisces, and now it's time to hold space for those intentions to sprout. With our Cancer first quarter moon, it's about taking action in the form of self-care. Yes, naps to make money, massages for effectiveness, Netflix for impact. I'm serious. Self-care and holding space on the outside may not seem like productivity, but it is. If these kind of self-care acts nourish and replenish your ability to be more energized and effective, can you see how the value of that power nap really impacts your profits? Be aware that self-care is not avoidance, okay? Be sure to notice when you're filling your cup versus ignoring your inbox. Make space in your schedule for self-care so you can energetically, in alignment, act on your intentions. So yes, March 21st, a very big day astrologically. And on March 23rd, Mercury squares off with Mars. Ah, be patient and gain understanding. What is your intuition or higher self wanting you to know right now? Today, Mercury in Pisces squares off with Mars in Gemini. Ah, all of this mutable energy just kind of feels really scattered and you just can't figure out which way is up. It's all good if you take it for what it is, a fleeting opportunity to throw your ideas to the wind and go with the flow. In the midst of it all, if you can sit quietly with quiet your mind for a bit, brilliance can shine through. For now, go make a mess. I give you permission. Scatter some paint, sing in the shower, meditate in a noisy playground, and see what comes up. On March 25th, we have the Sun conjunct Venus in Aries at exactly 11:58 p.m. Pacific. And then on March 26th, really early in the morning, 2:58 a.m. Eastern. So when Venus and Sun meet together, it is for us to shine brightly, confidently, and beautifully. For these days, with whom will you share your brilliance and leadership? The Sun, our vibrant creation, and Venus, our values and connection to others, meet in fiery Aries today. When these two luminaries meet, everything is affectionate and warm and super uber creative. In Aries, this likability can be self-directed, yes, and outwardly directed by gaining all the followers with charming leadership. At the same time, Mars, the ruler of Aries, is connecting with the North Node, saying, hey, this is our collective new direction and purpose, self-directed leadership in partnership with our best co-creators. We all create beautiful outcomes and win-win situations when we lead together. And then on March 28th, we have our full moon in Libra at 8 degrees at exactly 11:48 p.m. Pacific. 11:48 a.m. Pacific, 2:48 p.m. Eastern. The theme is love and hurt, learn and teach, me and we. What past loves and hurts are gifts that you are meant to transform into shareable wisdom. The Aries Sun is illuminating the Libra Moon in all its brilliance. With this revelation, we see in full light the push and pull between going at things alone or in partnership, the needs of me versus the needs of we, the need to take initiative versus the need to be intimate. In one way, we can see this full moon as a culmination of confidently taking a step to be self-directed, knowing that our leadership is only as strong as the people who choose to stand with us. In another way, if we haven't found our leadership or if we haven't found our co-creators, we can decide to let go of what holds us back from what we truly want. Wherever you fall on the spectrum, today, know that this process of lead, follow, love, hurt, initiate, intimate is part of the human experience. One that repeats itself in our business and personal life. The pain and joy that come from this ultimate place where we find ourselves in relationship to others. And if we are honest, the wisdom that we learn from these experiences and the vow to teach us what we have learned and the vow to teach others what we have learned. All right. On the 29th, our last aspect for March, Mercury meets up with Neptune in Pisces at exactly 8:24 p.m. Pacific, 11:24 p.m. Eastern, right? So we'll feel this again, you know, a day up to and a day behind it, where we get to be the channel to our highest self and divine. Because when we are the channel, we get to explore what our dreams and visions want us to perceive. It is a great evening and time to receive visions and understanding. Late in the day, Mercury and Neptune meet up in Pisces, linking the consciousness and the unconscious. there is a visionary feeling of this fleeting moment that if you can find space to connect and receive, you will have the capacity to understand and download messages from your divine. While not necessarily a practical aspect for work or commerce, it's a great time to see a greater purpose and perspective. Your thought processes, while not logical, is open and vast. What grander understanding might you receive about living and working in greater ease and flow? All right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the March cosmic weather. Please let me know if you have questions or if you have requests. I am open and available. Thank you.